Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You read more in the summertime?
When we go to the beach, that's my kind of two-week read-a-thon, but I read pretty much the same amount all year long.
Yeah, you're around, but I think a lot of people probably read more in the summer than other times. So a book that you picked up recently is The Guardian of Mercy by Terrence Ward. He had written previously Searching for Hassan, A Journey to the Heart of Iran, but this is a true story set in Naples.
It is. It's an unusual way of writing a book. It's about a painting by a man called Michelangelo Merisi de Caravaggio.
And not the Michelangelo.
No, it's not. This Michelangelo ends up being called Caravaggio because most people at that time were named by the town that they lived in, if they were not super famous like Michelangelo and Da Vinci. But it's about this painting, and Caravaggio was a Renaissance painter in the 1600s, and he lived in Rome until he got in a little scuffle with a man that was possibly abusing one of his models. And so he killed the man with his sword, and the Pope at that time sentenced him to death. So he escaped to Naples, where he found sanctuary. And at that time, it just happened that the events of that time coincided with his escape to Naples, because the people in Naples, there were about seven barons, very wealthy noblemen, who decided that they were going to build a church and start administering the mercies that were discussed in the Gospel of Matthew by Christ.
Let's just mention, are giving food to the hungry, providing drink to the thirsty, showing hospitality to the stranger, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, visiting prisoners. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And he did this beautiful painting, and he added another mercy, which was burying the dead. And all of the mercies are depicted in this beautiful painting. It was enormous. And the unusual thing about it at that time, he didn't use the noblemen or their wives or the politicians as his models. He really took people off the streets of Naples and used them as his models.
But the real story here is in the fact that this painting was not well known internationally around the world until fairly recent history. But the other part of the story is how the painting became to be world renowned.
The other part of the story, the second narrative, the first narrative is about Caravaggio and his life in the painting. The second part of the narrative is modern day, and it's true. There was a gentleman called Alfonso Esposito, and he had been a sanitation worker for the city of Naples. And the city of Naples decided they needed to raise some money and turn the churches that were, I guess, falling into pretty much disrepair and start making them into museums to gain some money for the city. And so they assigned the sanitation workers to guard the churches so that people would come to visit, but they wouldn't take stuff out. And so Alfonso ended up being the guardian of this particular church. And he didn't really know anything about art. He didn't know how to read. And yet, at the same time, he became enthralled with this painting, learned about Caravaggio, and began telling his story to the visitors that would come. The author, Terrence Ward, has a wife who is from Naples. And they went to Naples one year to visit a friend, and she said, "Look, you've got to come see this painting. It's just really beautiful." And so he went to see it, and they looked at it, and it was impressive, of course. And they got ready to leave, and Alfonso said, "Wait, let me tell you the story." And that is how the book came about.
And then the book that he lost, Ward lost the manuscript to the book?
Well, he and his wife were celebrating Easter or some holiday somewhere, and he had the manuscript and the backup, and I assume that was his computer, and someone stole everything, the backup, manuscript. So he had to rewrite it, and he felt like it was timely or, you know, divine intervention or something, because when it was published, it coincided with the same year that 2016, last year, when Pope Francis declared the Jubilee of Mercies, and his book is certainly about that. And so the Pope invited him to come to the Vatican for a conference, and so the painting has changed his life as well.
So otherwise the book would have come out much sooner and would not have been able to take advantage of...
Exactly. Yeah. So it was all very timely.
Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sharon Feld, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.